Welcome back to Psukei Daf. We are on Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun Beis, and our Daf includes in a total of 20 Psukim. The Pasuk we're going to focus on is one which appears in Shmuel Beis Perek Yud Tes Pasuk Lamed Vov. It reads as follows: Ben Shmonim Shana Anochi Hayom. I'm 80 years old today. Ha'ida Ben Tov L'Ra. Do I know the difference between good and evil? Im Yitam Abdachayis Asher Ochel. If I'm going to taste what you have given me to eat, Es Asher Eshteh, that which I should drink. Im Eshma Od B'Kol Sharim V'Sharois. Will I be listening to the songs of men and women? V'Lama Yihye Abdachayid L'Masa El Adoni HaMelech. Why should I then be a burden to my Lord, the King? What's this referring to? So the Gemara itself, Darsha, makes a drasha. It's talking about at the end of life, in general, based on the pasuk in Koheles, that a person loses some of the tastes and desires they had for life, and the verve for life, as they grow older. And the pasuk which is quoted as a proof for this is our pasuk in Shmuel Beis, which refers to Barzilai HaGiladi, who says to David HaMelech that, you know, I'm no longer enjoying the enjoyment of life in the same way as I used to, so why do you go out and extend yourself? That's what Gemara says, yeah. Mikan osneihem shall zakeni miskabdois, even their ears deteriorate, their gastrointestinal processes start dissipating. And the Gemara debates. Rav says that in fact he was a liar. He just wanted to avoid having to go to Yerushalayim. That's why he made this excuse. And there's another opinion that no, he really was true. Rabbi Shmuel, based on the teachings of Rava, says he was, in fact, he was involved in all kinds of incest and licentious activities, which led to diminished experience of pleasure in this world as well. Okay, Biazamei, what is the story over here? So just to put things into context, Shmuel Beis Perek Yud Tes, when David HaMelech is returning to Yerushalayim, why is he returning to Yerushalayim? Because he went into a self-imposed exile when his son Avshalom rebelled against him and forced him into retreat. David HaMelech went eastwards across the Jordan River into the area which we call today the country of Jordan. And that was an area which was controlled by Israel at the time. And in fact, it was that the area of Gilad. Gilad is one of the territories of Menashe. Chatzi Shev Menashe was there. And one of the individuals there was a person by the name of Barzilai, who supplied and supported David HaMelech with food while he was there. And in a show of gratitude, David HaMelech was trying to give Barzilai return. It's worth on noting in the rest of Tanakh that David HaMelech takes this issue very seriously. People who do protect him and offer him refuge, like Nov Ir HaKohanim, are seen very, very favorably in David HaMelech's eyes. And those who choose not to show appreciation to David HaMelech, as an example, Naval HaKarmali is seen to be somebody who's deserving of death. His wife Avigail is seen very favorably by David HaMelech. David HaMelech has a very keen sense of justice, and people who at the time of his vulnerability look out for him are given great chesed, which is what David HaMelech is offering to him. Barzilai's response is that he's 80 years old, and that the offer of the king to support him on his table would be not necessary because he's now too old to move and really enjoy things, which is what the Gemara is debating. That's a little bit of the background here. It's worth on noting that in the rest of Perek Yud Tes in Shmuel Beis, there are numerous other people who were good to David and people who weren't good to David, who come forth. Those who weren't good explaining away why they weren't good, and those who were good to, so to speak, bring or escort the king in this instance and collect reward as well. This concludes our pasuk analysis today, and have a wonderful and meaningful day.